Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Have you heard about the great news at GoBob Pipe? GoBob, you know, famous for cattle feeders, panels, trailers, fences, and a whole lot more. GoBob is giving away a weekly prize to members of the GoBob Preferred Club. Over $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. And there's a lucky winner every week. Just go to GoBobPipe.com, become a member of the GoBob Preferred Club. You'll get advance notice of sales. You'll get announcements of members-only discounts. You'll get advance notice of the newest products. And many times, you can save thousands of dollars on brand-new GoBob products. Here's all you have to do. Go to GoBobPipe.com. Click on the Preferred Club sign. Then fill out the form and you're in. You too can become a GoBob Preferred Club member and get in on all the savings and the winnings. $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. Don't miss next week's drawing. Sign up today. GoBobPipe.com.
Cattle futures today finished a little bit weaker here, down 45 in the March feeders, 123.82. Aprils are down 30 at 123.75. Live cattle, 25 lower in February, 116.52. Aprils were down 10 cents, 113.25. Interesting to note that both feeder cattle and live cattle are below, or the front months are below where the cash market is currently trading. That could lean to the support side and maybe limit any major downside move. Also today, at midday, boxed beef was slightly higher. It was up 93 cents on choice at 189.27. Select 75 cents higher at 187.90. Now, the feeder cattle index, 128.43, as I mentioned earlier, that was quite a bit above the front end March feeders, 123.82. Now, this time of year, it's seasonally the weakest time. March, April, and May are seasonally the weakest months of the year. Most of that's due to the wheat pasture cattle moving off of wheat pasture. It'll be interesting to see this year with the fundamentals in wheat, what impact that'll have on the seasonal tendencies of cattle. Will they come early in March, or will they wait till April or May? Further out, it all depends on how much graze out and then how the wheat looks. Of course, we did get some beneficial rainfall over the last week that could help the wheat pasture.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today really sold off on the latter half of the day after making new highs. Surprised a lot of people here. But corn was 3 to 4 cents lower. December of 2017 is back below $4. It settled at $3.99, down 3.75. Soybeans were the weakest grain here. March down 17.5 cents at 10.43¾. So under quite a bit of pressure for soybeans. And then wheat futures really turned around. July Kansas City down 10.25 cents at 4.82¾. That's about 2.5 cents off the low. This morning we had an export report, which was on the high end of wheat. It was 588,000 metric tons. We were looking for 300 to 550. Corn was 1.068 million metric tons, right on the high end of the range, but within it. And then beans were about 1.097. That was, again, higher than the expectation. So exports for the beans continue to be high. Didn't really impact what happened in the trade today with the big sell-off in the latter half of the day. But they are pretty high. Outside markets such as the stock market and equity futures, they were down just slightly today. March Dow down 29 at 20,594, and the U.S. dollar index 100.47, down about 69 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.